Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
What are you doing here?
Put your animals away.
What do you mean by animals? I've got no animals here.
These are Kosamon.
Marin.
Jeff Silverbone.
Derek Norman.
Emperor Cat.
Harry.
I thought it would be fun if we licked the trophy.
I'll smack him in the face with a bottle of cognac.
Maris, what are you doing? Stop it. We've got to search the place.
You now have the trophy.
Just shove it in, Bob. Come on.
I'd like to punch Keth in the face as hard as I can.
When you punched him, you heard the sound of crunching.
Just pretend that your Icosamon went mental. It did.
Jesse,
it's that kid again.
Let's get him.
I'm all alone again.
A bright light bursts forth.
You are going to bring back my friends, or I'm going
to
eat you.
Okay.
I would like to swallow the
ogre. We can't come back empty-handed this time.
To who?
The boss.
Looks like Tomb Shuttle's blasting off again.
We need to know where their boss is.
Oh, Georg Varney.
I just want to be myself again. I need to get two of my Icosamon turned back into my friends.
I've made some modifications to the machine. You can now transfer consciousness from within an Icosaball.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep.
Hello, Balrus.
Oh, me again.
The transformation isn't entirely permanent.
How much time do we have left?
So it could all be fine, or you might only have 10 hours left.
That's the place.
If we can get captured, we might be able to get Roy in front of the boss.
Who goes there?
Oh, shit.
Bloody hell, he's got them thieves' tools. He was definitely breaking in.
Cast light on myself.
The boss will see you. Bloody hell. Turn that light off.
I want to see if this voice is the same voice that I heard at the very start in the stadium, at the very end of the speech when I came out of the ball.
All caught up?
Good.
Let's get back to the action.
Maurus?
Yes?
Roll and history check, please.
Okay. That
oh,
is
he means business.
And 18.
18. Ooh. With 18, this voice that you see emanating from the figure in the chair is a voice you have heard before.
Oh, yes.
It is a voice you remember.
Yes.
From a large ceremony of sorts.
I knew it.
Some might call it the opening ceremony of the Icosamon Masters Tournament.
It's your best man.
Was that
guy?
Killed everyone. He was there just going, get out, save yourself.
And you remember him from adverts selling insurance to... Yeah, anyway, no. It's the man. It's the orc who was
the
guys who opened the... Gave the inaugural speech of the this tournament.
Guys, it's the chap who gave the inaugural speech.
which inaugural speech?
The opening ceremony, you fool.
Oh, you weren't there, Derek.
This opening ceremony? There was an opening ceremony and he didn't invite me.
Oh, you were there.
You ate lasagna.
You were there, but you weren't there.
Yeah, you did have lasagna, to be fair.
Mmm, I saved you some.
You ate the whole tray and the tray.
You did. Ramekins and all. You animal.
Like a weird metallic lasagna pizza.
Mm. That's how Gallop Derek does it.
That's one to check off the list.
Okay. So this figure is who says, so I wanted to see me.
And what does
or perhaps figure- that's just the result of your behaviour outside. Maybe you didn't know that's what would happen if you were caught messing around outside my house.
No, we were quite aware, yeah. What's this man look like?
He's a very sharply dressed orc with a very sort of slicked hair. You know, it looks like he puts a lot of Brill Cream in it, if Brill Cream was such a thing. Orc Brill Cream. Brill Orc, and no, that's what they use to clean dishes with.
Brill Orc. It must be
Brill Orc.
Pomade, Brill Cream, must be something. We'll work on it.
We'll workshop that one later. It's fine. And yeah, so he's just a very sharp looking, sort of late Middle Ages for an orc, you know.
Oh, is he wearing L'Orc Real in his hair because he's worth it?
Ah, there we go.
That's the kitty.
That shoehorned
okay.
in.
We're it was
in.
Okay, yeah.
Is his suit slightly too shiny? You know, is one button
it is,
undone?
It is,
too
it
many
is slightly shiny, yeah.
Too he's much cologne.
But he has got... he's wearing a tie, you know. He's and he's got a tie pin as well, you know.
I don't want to annoy all the mafia listening to...
can I roll perception on that tie pin?
It's a tie pin, but yes, feel free.
I just want to see if it bears any resemblance to that crest that you spoke about.
Mm. Can I just do a general perception check to look around?
I love the weird specific detail that Maurus pays attention to.
I want to roll here. That's the 13.
That was the D&D joke.
13. Yeah, it's a tie pin.
Cool.
Nice.
Just checking.
You've successfully identified an item of clothing. It is a tie pin.
It's fine.
Good.
Nice tie pin, sir. Can I just do a general protection check?
A protection check.
perception
get back,
check.
Everybody.
Just I want to see like if there are any other exits, like windows and stuff that we can escape through.
Well, so you're doing a quick fire safety check. You're just checking for, you know, checking the fire exits. Yeah. What you do when you go into a new place is check for another exit. That's what they say. You know.
Yeah.
Is Derek going to become an air hostess?
Don't worry about my colleague. He's just going to test the fire alarm.
Lads, exits are located here and here.
In the event of the appearance of giant dragons, the exits will be all around.
Yeah. Is that
the whole room will be illuminated, in fact, because it's on fire.
Is that a life vest under that chair?
Who put that Oxford
my
mask
perception,
in?
20, not nat, and I figure that because Derek's been in the room with gangsters before, he's looking for any way that they don't all get jumped and killed, basically.
I mean, it's...
just assuming he's a gangster.
Let me describe this room to you. I mean, it's... this room is quite... a little bit overscale, really. It's, you know, there's quite a long conference table sort of in the room. And, it's, you know, this figure is sat at the head of the table.
As you do, there are a number of very austere-looking chairs running all the way down, and off to both sides there are sort of columns that are, well, supporting the ceiling, because that is the job of them.
Yep.
The ceiling is significantly high up, but, you know, you get the idea that if a large creature happened to materialise in the room, that it would probably be far too big for this space.
Fair. Does the floor look fairly solid?
Yeah.
I mean, it's relatively solid.
Are they on the ground floor at the moment?
Yes, this is definitely the ground floor.
Okay. We're prepping for a big moment. These are very important.
Does he have a basement?
You don't know.
What's the load?
He seems like the kind of guy who would.
Walls, like, you know, is the building good? Repairs a sign of damp in the corners. You know,
there is some rising damp in the far corner.
Is the wallpaper peeling?
You ought to get that checked out.
Venetian plaster, actually, all
Did
the way
they
around.
Notice any sort of like local tags outside in spray paint?
Keth.
Yes.
Do you remember the chap at the opening ceremony?
Barry.
The one that gave the speech? No, the one that gave the speech.
Vaguely.
That's the same
chap. You know
what
my memory's like of these.
What's
really?
He saying?
It's
what do you mean
the same
vaguely?
Chap? Why would the chap at the opening ceremony steal people's icosabon?
I mean, it's the like sort of the perfect time to. They bring them to you.
I'm getting tired of this. Why are you all talking in a strange language?
So is he speaking Orcish to us?
You're Georg Varney, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Georg Varney.
I could tell by the extra cologne.
So why are you causing a ruckus at my front gate?
What? Why are you? What, Tilly? What do you know about Team Shuttle?
As you say this, he sort of stiffens ever so slightly.
Ew.
And behind you, you hear the sound of weapons cocking.
Ew. Stop it. You said we're not allowed to use penis references. Oh, I said a penis reference. I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn towards the weapons being cocked.
Okay.
I'm still just standing there with my hands cuffed in front of me, but I want to... Can I do like an insight check or like perception on the guys that are with us? Do they seem like... hardened criminal guys, or do they seem like it's their first couple of days?
That would be an insight check.
Insight.
Stop saying hardened.
Never.
So there's this bunch of people out there, fully erect. Why are all the keys in that fishbowl? And they're all cocking.
My insight is a 15 total.
With a 15, you observe these figures who seem to be somewhere in the region of about 5 or 6 now, behind you, all of whom are holding firearms of varying descriptions, and they are all sort of not pointing out them at you, but you know, at the same time they're not exactly pointing them at you, but they're not kind of not.
Yeah. It's a very
kind of
obvious
in your
threat,
general direction, but not, you know, yeah. You know, you know what I'm saying.
Ready to go, but not.
They could very easily be pointing them at you, with very little effort or movement on their part.
Okay, fine.
But they look sort of surly.
Did I touch a nerve, Giovanni?
He knows something, Kath.
Why do you ask me about Team Shuttle?
A man doesn't keep that kind of security around unless he's got something to hide. Press him, Keth.
And I'm
What's he saying?
That. He said, I can't do the accent. A man like you doesn't keep security around like these Muppets behind me unless you've got something to hide.
I don't have anything to hide. I have many enemies. Like, a man doesn't get to this station in life and made this much money from various business exploits without making a few enemies along the way. These fine gentle orcs are behind you to ensure that no harm comes to me. In the operation of my completely legal business, you understand.
I see they're perfectly positioned to protect you all the way over there. But never mind. You've obviously paid top dollar. So...
Derek's going to inch closer towards them.
Why have Team Shuttle fingered you as their boss?
No one's fingered me.
Not yet.
Jesse and Jamie
But the night is young.
You just wait. Might be your lucky day. You're lucky my friend doesn't have his rocky hands anymore.
I'm just gonna just wiggle my fingers at him. Just wave from my shackled hands.
Keth, tell him Jesse and Jamie said there was a
your best mates. Jesse and Jamie said so. They even directed us here.
I'm afraid I don't know who you mean.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I have a friend who might persuade you otherwise.
Oh, really?
And do I get Malrus to lick him, or do I get
can't
Jeff
lick
to
him?
He can't anymore. He can't anymore.
You can't lick anything.
Malrus is himself.
No.
Yeah.
Only
he's Malrus again.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's a bit early. I think it's a bit early to pull out Jeff.
From what I hear, it's never too early to pull off Jeff. Sorry.
There we go. He's on board. The master's on board. All aboard the penis train.
Here's the scene. You're all stood at sort of one end of the table with a row of guards that you can see behind you. And Georg Varney standing at the sitting at the far end of the table in a very sort of comfortable yet formal looking chair.
I want that chair.
That swivels because every important chair needs a swivel.
Fair.
It was swiveled by a skilled swiveler. And Malrus is still giving off phenomenal amounts of light, casting very interesting shadows around the room, you know, on these pillars and stuff. It's creating very interesting shapes and stuff. The table's nicely illuminating. It's illuminating the vaulted ceiling.
I want to roll an intimidation check on one of or any of the guards that are nearest me and do the sort of thing where you like stomp on the floor and like, you know, sort of make them flinch.
Okay, yeah, roll intimidation then, I guess.
Oh, yes, 22 total.
Yeah, they flinch.
He flinches. I'm going to grin and then go, ha, ha, ha. And then I'm going to walk past them down the table to Georg Varney and just choose like a seat relatively close to him, but not in his personal space. Put my feet up on the table.
So between you and Georg Varney on each side of the table, there are 20 chairs.
I'll just choose one sort of halfway along and just put my feet up on the table and sit back.
As you approach the sort of sixth or seventh chair, as you walk down, four or five more guards step out from the shadows behind the pillars, pointing guns in your direction.
Are they impeding my path?
Yes, they are.
Can I climb on the top of the table?
I'm going to wave at them and go, nice to see you, boys. I know you're around here somewhere.
Malrus, yes, you can climb on top of the table.
I'm going to climb on top of the table, walk towards Georg Varney, and cast Mirror Image.
Okay.
And kill the light from my cantrip.
Oh. Interesting. What does mirror image do?
Yeah, explain.
Mirror image, three illusionary duplicates of myself appear in my space until the spell ends.
That's cool.
The duplicates move with me and mimic my actions, shifting positions, so it's impossible to track which one is real.
Like that's a proper Loki move, that is.
So there's like three Malruses atop this table, like some sort of weird, like, halfling show.
Coyote Ugly.
Why is he wearing chaps?
And then Kath's going to hiss at the guys.
Says, guys. Sorry, I have more.
Oh, my apologies.
Each time a creature targets you with an attack during the spell's duration, which is 1 minute, roll a d20 to determine whether the attack targets me or what is it? Whether the attack instead targets one of the duplicates. If you have three duplicates, which I do, I must roll a 6 or higher to change the attack's target to a duplicate.
I mean, that sounds incredibly complicated. You have 60 seconds then to do something useful with this.
At this point, is it worth getting the old Jeff out?
I don't think so, not yet.
No?
I mean, I'm pretty sure there was quite a big discussion about how the room probably couldn't take it, but I suppose it's up to Keith, really.
We're just talking at the moment. It's not
I said it might not take it.
Yeah.
Godlike.
There's a big window at one end of the room, if that helps.
Another glass wall. Excellent.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Another glass wall.
Well, that would have been one of the fire exits I was looking for.
It's not quite as fancy as a glass wall. There's more of a frame to it. It's just a big window. But he's got like shutters on it as well, so that when the sun comes through, it'll create a really dramatic effect.
Nice.
Really useful if it was like your daughter's wedding or anything. You could sit there and
somebody was coming to you.
I was picturing sort of like stained glass. Like Georg Varney at the top of a mountain with a load of Icosamon crawling up to him.
Oh yeah, there's that as well. That's another window. Oh, yeah, like a bit higher up, that one. It's like a circular one. An Oculus, you might say.
Excellent. It's got like a skylight sort of
thing. This guy really
he's got a stained glass skylight.
It's amazing. I want a stained glass skylight.
Well, I mean, where you're sitting now, it would just be upstairs, but you know.
Yeah, fairness. But you know. Sorry, I'm in a ball, guys. You should continue.
Maurus, what are you doing with your newfound goblins?
I feel like Maurus needs to take the lead here because he's got, you know, well, he's got a minute to do something with his three duplicates.
Since the light's gone out, I'm gonna fiddle in my pocket for a cigar and go, anybody got a light?
You don't, Keth.
Just a joke.
No,
just
a joke anymore. Unless I go back and try and scramble around and find it, but I don't think that's gonna happen. Ironically, okay. I'm pretty sure the only instruction you gave me was not to lose it.
I am going to. Can you do a wisdom saving throw, please?
Yes.
So cryptic.
Mm-hmm. Not natural 20.
Oh, okay. Mm. Never mind. I was trying to hold person.
No.
No.
That's not going to do it.
I failed.
Is it a concentration spell?
It says components V and S, whatever.
Oh, verbal and somatic. So you had to say something and do something.
He does a yo-yo.
You're playing
he does a yo-yo thing.
Yeah.
So he does his little. So there's like three, almost like really sort of lame jets. Or the jets from West Side Story.
Go on,
just doing yo-yo.
Give
flicks.
Us a word picture.
Let's paint that picture very quickly. Let's jump back in time. Remember that moment. Just what? Tell us how you did that mirror image. Then, so you did a yo-yo trick and you said something. What did you do? What did you say?
So I guess I hopped up onto the table, and as I was walking towards Georg Varney, I whipped out the yo-yo. Started to.
Did you walk the dog down the table?
Yeah, walked the dog down the table, and as the sparks were flying, I killed the light on my light cantrip, and then three of me appeared, being lit up by the sparks.
What did you say there? What did you
say? That sounds really pretty.
It's a verbal spell. What did you say?
I can't remember my thing that I say. It's been a while since I've done spells.
What's up, kids? You want to learn about Jesus? Say something like that.
Have you heard Have you heard the good word about Loki?
Our Lord and Savior Loki.
As Georg Varney's vision is starting to wander, you could say, "I'm snacking on yo-yo magic."
I'll have to think of a phrase again. I'm pretty sure I had one. Yeah. But I can't remember.
Guys, scripture can be really cool. Guys, just watch.
Check out this trick.
Something about up and down. I don't know.
I'm going to say to Keth,
"This
Keth,
is some glorious purpose."
I'm just saying this might go sour if, in like you know, sharpish if you don't. Start giving him some answers as to why we're here.
To be clear, you're shouting this back down the table because he's about 7 seats away from you.
Yeah.
I can't understand. It's fine.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to have to get this speaks common.
Keth,
I'm going to have to get Big Lad involved in a minute because there's a lot of those bad guys.
I'm trying to do something cool and distracting here, guys. Come on.
45 seconds.
Any time now.
Yeah, but what do you want us to do, Maurus? I'm in chains.
Yeah.
Everyone's so am I. Chains.
Fair point.
In fact, you're in chains. Have you got three Mauruses in chains?
So, Georg Varney, are you saying then that you don't know anything about Team Shuttle, you're not their boss, and you're not running this entire show to steal Icosamon? Final answer?
I don't have to answer questions from you.
Oh.
All you have to do is...
And he just snaps his fingers. And roll initiative, please.
Oh. That wasn't a word, Giovanni. You just snapped your fingers. I can't understand a word you're saying, actually. It's
17.
All
the three of them just stood there like, and...
I got 10.
As initiative. I got 12. Yeah, 20, not that.
That big window out there, it doesn't like drop away or anything, so you see the big window at the end.
Yes,
you just we're on the see ground floor.
We're on the ground floor.
It's the ground floor, yeah.
Cool, let's go.
That's a 19.
Ooh.
As Georg Varney snaps his fingers, the six guards behind you raise their guns and open fire at... I'm going to run them as a group because there's going to be too many of them for me to keep track of individual initiatives.
Fuck.
So there's going to be two groups here. And the first group are going to fire at you. And I would like, please... They're going to aim at Keth.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Because you're the one giving lip. So, please.
So, you're rolling for two groups?
I'm rolling for the first group, and does a 14 hit?
No.
Oh, no? Okay. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty good. You managed to duck and dive and dodge and weave and dodge out of the way.
Can I flip a chair up and there's cover or something? All the rounds bounce.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably what you did. I like that. And yep. Next, and in the next moment, Derek, your turn.
I am going to. I'm going to jump up on the table and dash towards Giorgvani.
Okay.
Full charge, just to check I've got all my weapons right.
Yeah, well, yes, you had all the possessions you had when you went into the machine.
Excellente. Are there any sort of, like, it's a conference table, are there any sort of, like, pots of pencils and pens on the table?
Can you describe the station?
Unfortunately, it is a rich mahogany table, but unfortunately, no
paper.
Consumables have been left on it.
No letter swords.
Instead, then, will
leftover bagels.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Frisbee, motherfucker.
I'm gonna run towards him, and I'm gonna throw two Poppins braces of blades at him. Basically,
Two blades from the Poppins braces of blades. Yep, roll to hit them
at him. So I've drawn two daggers from it. My braces are blades. Where the hell? Hold on. Counts as magical damage. I'm just trying to find the actual stats for them.
It's been so long since you guys have used any of your shit.
Long.
Dust off the carrot sheet.
It's Derek.
Who's this Dirk? Oh no.
I don't seem to have any actual damage stats for them.
I've been in Icosamon for 30 minutes.
But I assume it's the same as just a dagger because it's.
Yeah. It will be, yeah. That's cool. Fine.
So that is the first one is a 13 to hit.
13 doesn't hit.
And the second one is a 25 to hit.
Can I shock you?
The 25 doesn't hit.
No, the 25 hits.
Oh, thank you for that. So that would be that'll be 4 points of damage from the dagger. Okay. I'm not aiming to kill him, I'm just aiming to put the wind up him a little bit.
Okay.
Cool.
One of these spectral daggers flies forth, jabs into him, and vanishes. As they do.
Does he look hurt?
When you've just threw a knife at him.
He's very upset.
He's quite upset. I mean, he just...
This is finest silk. Do you know how much this jacket costs?
I'm going to use the rest of my free action to go. As you can probably see, I'm quite close to you now, and not a lot of people survive being quite close to me. So call off your dogs and we'll just have a nice little chat about this.
I've no idea what you're saying.
You tricksy bastard. All right, Kev, kill them all.
So I'll just shout translations.
All right, Malrus.
Malrus, it's your turn.
He doesn't like you.
I'm gonna turn to Malrus and just shrug and go.
I'm not repeating that.
Let's just kill them all and we can do whatever we want with Giorgvani afterwards. Or we can just kill him. I'm eager for either, and I'm just like playing with my knives.
All of this in 6 seconds.
I'm being shot at.
Very efficient.
I'm going to cast Zone of Truth.
Okay.
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah. I'm not doing a battle thing. I'm getting stuff from Giorgvani. Fire,
okay, roll,
Keth.
What do we need to do?
Whilst there's a battle going on, there's going to be a lot of shouting,
hasn't he?
This is more spells than I've ever seen Maurus cast.
I've missed them.
Nice. You take them away episodes, and you go, I'm using them all.
This is the new improved magical Maurus.
I like he's been like, the fuck have you been doing for the last 2.5 weeks?
3 days.
Right, what do I need to do?
I create a magical zone that guards against deception in a 15-foot radius sphere centered on the point of my choice within range.
Okay.
Until the spell ends, which is 10 minutes.
Spell ends.
A creature that enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there must make a charisma saving throw of 13. Okay. On a failed save, a creature can't speak a deliberate lie while in the radius.
Okay. Where are you putting this?
Around Giovanni, of course.
Well, okay, you're centering it on Giovanni?
Yes.
Was he the only one in that zone?
Okay. Derek, can you roll a charisma saving throw as well then, please?
Ooh. Oh, if I must. Charisma save.
A truth of Derek. Ooh.
No way Malice is going to pass this.
Fuck the fight, guys. Let's probe.
13. Sorry, no. 11.
11?
You fail.
You failed. Derek Truth.
I'm going to be honest. I really want to kill this bastard right now.
It's not compulsory honesty. It's just you can't lie. You don't have to start spouting truth.
It's just verbal diarrhea and things.
if I'm going to be entirely truthful, Maris, I don't think I was hugged enough as a child.
I'm a keen gardener. My favourite colour is mauve.
I picked my nose and ate it last night.
No!
Okay. You did that. That's cool.
At least he can't lie now.
Ask him if he's the team shuttle boss. I nearly said rocket then.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say team rocket.
I'm under fire at the minute.
It's all right. Tom's in a rave again.
Oh yes, it's because my cats mess up the light sensors when they walk around and turn them all on because they're horrible. Maurus, I'm under fire at the minute.
He has just dodged a round of bullets literally like within the last 6 seconds.
It's okay. He's got 10 minutes.
He whispers to his other double.
but they all mirror him, so they all lean over and whisper to the other, apart from the one on the end who whispers it to a passing guard.
Giovanni, unless you start answering some questions, truthfully, we're going to kill everybody, including yourself.
I'm trying to think how to answer this.
All that face.
Well... Not if I kill you first.
Are you the boss of Team Shuttle?
I wouldn't say no. Fuck.
You slipped.
Why did I say that?
You got him.
Anybody get that on tape?
Imagine if only there was like a recording of this that you could listen back to on demand.
Yeah, I know, right? I was thinking more for
the police.
Officer Benny's.
Yeah. Well, tell him to listen to the podcast. He'll hear it.
True. Yeah.
Well, Professor Shell's got one of those Sonar Fast speeches that's like linked to you guys, but I don't know if you left it on loud, and I don't know if he'd be that much help.
Or awake.
True. Yeah, he did say he was going to take a nap for the entire until the time went off.
That is true.
I don't think it was so much.
Are you stealing Icosamon?
I am not stealing Icosamon.
Who is?
Many people.
Your associate.
What's with all the questions?
Have no fear, the Dungeon Master is here. Yes, I have returned with yet another generous helping of wit, wisdom, and wisecracks. So, get settled, you lot. It's time for a moment with the Master. First things first, everybody here aboard our plucky little podcast is absolutely overjoyed that you decided to clamber aboard with us for more Muttertime mayhem. The good ship, Royal Britannia, would have been scuttled a long time ago without you lovely lot and all of your support. So, you deserve an extra special thank you from all of us here in the crew. We really couldn't do it without you. Oh, gods, watch out. That's a high-speed run with Liberty Shutter! Well, it really is a watery high-speed week this week, as the star of Thunder himself, Hulk Hogan, has been relaxing and listening into the show. Now just imagine an arm wrestle between him and Greg Flashman. Just as likely as him listening, I suppose. Hey. Now, where is that... supposed assistant of mine. It's shout out time. Excellent, Pedro. You're very nearly on time this week. Now, what have you got for me? Yes, that's the shout out scroll I need. Just hand it over.
Hello.
Nicely now. Give it here. I win again. Now, off with you. Right. This week's shout out goes to Alison Fairchild, who gave us an amazing review. Thank you so much for taking the time to write just how much you're enjoying the show. We really, really appreciate it. I can see that some of you are looking pretty sharp in your new Royal Britannic kit, but the rest of you lovely not need not worry. You can look just as smart as those just by getting yourselves over to our well-stocked merch store and getting kitted up. We're still not used to seeing his bare chin, but at least laughing at his top lip is keeping the crew's spirits up. I am, of course, talking about Tom's Movember. He's closing in on £1,500 raised for charity. So if you're feeling generous and you want to help a fantastic cause, check out the links to his donation page. Now, I know you lot out there just love having a chat with us, but for those who haven't had a go, getting in touch with the show could not be easier. Just search for us on social media, whatever takes your fancy, whatever platform it is. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord. Have a look and we'll be there. If you've got an idea, you've got a question for one of the crew, or you just want a D&D natter, we are there. And if you're really enjoying the show and you haven't done so already, why not do something amazing and take just a couple of minutes to give us a 5-star review, eh? If your ears are pleased with what they're hearing, help us get the word out there. A few kind words from you on whatever platform you listen to us helps other great people just like you to discover the show. And it only takes a couple of minutes of your time, and we'd really, really appreciate it. So, if there's one more important thing, bash that subscribe button. Otherwise, you'll find yourself marooned with only Pedro for company, and let's face it, none of us want that. Right, that's enough for this week. I'm a very busy master, and you lot have got adventuring to do, so go, get out of here, go!
Sorry, just before we jump back in, I just wanted to quickly let you all know that support for Roll Britannia is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Not only do Manscaped offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, but they sent me their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. It's sleek, well-designed, has wireless charging, and comes with multiple guards to customise your trim length. All in all, making shaving time my favourite time in the bathroom. And that's saying something. So why not join me, the other Buccaneers, and over 4 million other people worldwide who trust Manscaped? And with this exclusive offer just for you, our wonderful listeners, get 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. That's ROLLBRIT, ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. Now we can get back to the action.
At this point, Keth, because he's had a load of fire, and I'm sure those other guys are going to fire back at him. Okay. What did I use? Did I use Bertha?
I mean, this is taking 6 seconds of free speech to a bit of an extreme.
I used Bertha.
Yeah, because it was long range.
Was long range.
I'm going to turn to Bjork Varney and go, sorry, this is usually how this goes, I'm afraid.
What are you saying?
I want to take a shot at the nearest guard.
We're not efficient fighters.
We do like to natter on while we kill people.
You wanted me to question him.
Don't understand what you're saying, but you are talking.
Same to you, man.
I want to take a shot at the nearest guard with Bertha.
Okay, roll to hit.
Oh, that's a 2. So forget that one, but I get a 2. Oh, that's a 3.
Jesus.
Warning shots, you bastards.
Is anyone going to remind him about Hunter's Mark?
Oh.
I mean, Kef, you've not had to change your character at all, have you, Geth?
No,
yeah.
I haven't shot anyone. I have been shooting people.
Those guys would look so much better with a hunter's mark over their heads, Kef. And that's the truth. And then I just point to the zone of truth.
I cannot wait till I'm not the only one who can speak.
It's the zone of truth.
Okay, and then another group of guards takes their turn, and they're going to take aim at Derek.
No, welcome to.
Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does hit.
Okay.
But I will use my uncanny dodge.
Point of query, okay. James. Just go ahead. I've yet to transform back, and I'm still in ball. When the lads transformed back from being Icosamon, they were quite badly damaged. So, did they get healed at the same time? So they're back at full health.
Okay. Yes. Cool.
So it's like a
man. If he said no, I'd be fucked.
Icosamon Center mixed with a transportation device.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You get hit with a volley of rounds from these guards on both sides of the table, and you take 19 piercing damage.
So halved to 8. What's that? 8.5, so 9.
9, yeah.
Cool. Fine by me.
And because you dodged some of those, some of the glass shatters behind you as well because you uncannily dodged.
Wow, them. That was uncanny.
Giorgvani then takes his turn and he's going to pull out a pistol and point it at your head, Derek. And does a 15 hit?
15 is my armor class.
Ooh.
Attack goes
yes. Yes, yeah. I think so.
But it's only a pistol, so all will be well. I'm sure.
That bulletproof Derek head.
I've got a very thick skull, Giorgvani.
Oh, jeez.
Taking a pistol round in the skull.
bounced out of my dice box and off across the room. 3 piercing damage.
Oh, no. That's really going to fuck me. I'm going to just, like, do the Terminator thing and just chew the bullet and spit it back out. With a little bit of brain damage.
Absolutely no brain damage. Damage.
I have to be honest. I thought that was going to do more damage than it did.
So did I. I'm going to be honest as well. I'm lucky to be alive.
It's a small
I don't know how we're having this conversation, but we're both speaking the truth.
The truth is universal.
Yeah. And it connects us all, Giorgvani. So why do you have to be so violent?
It's the first round of... it's back to the top of the order, and the first set of gunmen are going to take aim at Keth again.
Excellent.
That's a 2, so they're going to miss you again.
That chair that I tipped over is really doing the biz.
It's really solid.
Well, it's a good thing you're in a room full of chairs, isn't it? Just mm-hmm. hurling chairs into the air.
It's a very well-made...
distraction! Chairs.
Derek, it's your turn.
I am the chairman of the board.
Sit on this, motherfuckers.
How close am I to Giorgvani now?
I don't know, something between 3 and 10 feet.
Okay, cool. That's perfectly fine.
7.
I am going to... okay. I know what I'm going to do. So, what I'm going to do is I am going to hit him with one of my hand axes.
Okay.
Block him with one of them.
Roll to hit.
Just the one. That would be a 17.
17 hits.
Wicked. So that's 9 points of damage. But because you said I was between 3 and 10 feet, because I am within 5 feet of him, and my rakish audacity, I don't have disadvantage on the roll. I get my sneak attack bonus, which is 4d6.
Nice.
One, two,
look
so
at you,
nine,
all happy to be back.
11. Yes, I am. 9, 11.
OP, Norbert.
11, 17, 23 points of damage on him with my hand axe. And I would like to then use my bonus action to dash and move away from him over to Keth.
You will invoke an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, but because of my fancy footwork, if I make a melee attack against a creature, that creature can't make opportunity attacks against me.
Nice.
For the rest of my time.
Look at him go.
Very nice.
Derek's well back, baby.
Bury a fucking axe in him and go, Kef, it looks like you need my help.
Was that the truth?
Yeah. Okay. It does look like he needs my help. Just get shot blitz. At quite a lot. So yeah, so I'd like to dash over and then sort of like
okay, yeah, you do death, 23 damage, was it?
Yep.
He's bloodied.
This is where you leave Jeff in the uncoastable the entire fucking fight, isn't it? Because you don't need him, because you're just handling it.
That was beautiful. Fantastic job. And you really took, you know, stuck an axe in Giorgvani there. He's, yep. You know, bleeding quite profusely over his double-breasted shiny red suit.
Wow.
And
even well, it's a lot now. More shiny and red now, yeah. Exactly.
It's even more shiny and red, yeah. Malrus.
Yes.
Tis your turn.
Ooh.
What exciting game have you got for us? What exciting spell have you got this turn?
Am I still mini Malruses, or has that ended?
Yes. Yeah, it's only been 12 more seconds since the last time we checked in, so 45
somehow.
Minus 12.
Excellent. Then all of me,
all
as
me.
It were. Gonna
There's a
do...
lot's happened in the last 12 seconds.
Can you do a dexterity saving throw?
What, Giorgvani?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the weirdest 12 seconds of Georg Varney's life.
I love the question of, can you do this thing before even telling you what he's going to do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of 15.
Oh, no. My sacred flame falls on its ass.
Oh.
You tried to sacred flame him.
I like this new spell slinging Maurus.
Yeah.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, same.
It's the side of Maurus we've not seen much of. There's been a lot of I stab him. Or I shoot him, but I like this sort of, like, fuck it, spells, use
spells,
them.
Yeah.
This is the first time Maurus is going to empty his spell slots.
Is this because, Maurus, you've got to the end of too many arcs with all your spell slots left and gone, I should have used them.
Should have used them, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
He's not had a massive amount of opportunity to use his spell slots this time.
It's very condensed.
Got to get them all out in one.
I've got one episode to use all of the buggers.
Nice, okay, cool. Yeah, no, that doesn't hit. So, Keth?
And then Keth, who's had enough of all this, is like, Giovanni, I'm bored of you. You're about to answer to my little friend if you don't answer to me. And then I'm going to pick up Jeff's psychosis ball.
Well, I'm not going to answer to you.
I'm fucking bored of you. And then I'm going to throw the ball out the window. Jeff, I summon you to scare the crap out
of the window.
Is the ball will
the window
land
that's behind Georg Varney.
Yeah, yeah. So then it'll appear behind.
Hold on, let's do some
math.
If you assume that a chair takes up, what, 2 feet horizontally?
Yeah.
And there's 20 on both sides of the table. That's 40 feet.
He's got a big arm.
And Georg Varney sat there and the window's behind that. How far can you throw something?
More than 40 feet.
Yeah, well, it is more than 40 feet, but...
So I wanted to throw it... So it smashes... I imagine this big window behind him.
Yep.
So then
yep.
The ball... I want Jeff to appear outside, almost like smash his way in through the roof and go, and then Jort Varney will wilt and tell us everything.
Okay, I'm going to allow you to throw this ball, but you're going to do some sort of roll to see if you can throw
strength?
It far enough to get it through the window. And I think it's going to be a strength check.
Yeah. I mean, if the window's closed, right?
It's got some cracks in it. From the bullet.
Yeah, it's got some bullet holes in it already.
So it's weakened, so I'd say advantage. Are we lobbying for that?
Okay, roll a strength check.
Okay. What do you reckon with a 14?
With a 14, I think that you make it to the window.
Yeah.
The ball hits the window, cracks it, and drops to the floor.
Oh, fuck.
And bursts open.
Hold on to your bollocks, chaps.
A colossal red light starts to fill the room, and Jeff expanding in the space and crushing the table and columns and ceiling and smashing the window and filling more and more of the space is this colossal creature with tiny fairy wings on its back as Georg Varney scampers out of the way, pressing himself to the outside wall of this space just to allow himself enough room to be in the same space as Jeff.
I should probably do the same.
The Tarrasque. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to ask, roll dexterity, I guess.
Are we affected by it on the other side of the table?
Yes, roll dexterity.
That's an 18 from
the
me.
The room.
Dex check or dex save?
I am in the room.
Dex check.
Are the guards doing
can it
as well?
Can it be a dex save?
No.
So it's going to be a dex check.
Fine, then. That's absolutely fine. That would be a...
I'm going to plus 3 to that, so that is a nice
21.
Round. 16.
22.
16,
sorry.
Yep. 22, definitely.
I'm
you
so
all scamper
happy.
Into a fairly it's obvious space. Stick. All the guards at the side of the room are crushed by falling masonry as Jeff's broad shoulders start knocking out pillars just in his existence. And Jeff, roll initiative, but you are going to go next. Whatever.
I got a 15 for initiative.
And also... Largely, the fight's over.
I mean, that does actually put you next. So.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's worked out nicely, hasn't it?
Jeff, I hope you're well rested because I need you to scare the crap out of this guy.
He's much bigger.
It seems a lot more in a smaller room. When he was outside.
You know, like how cars always look massive indoors?
Yeah.
He's massive. Like, he didn't seem that big when we were outside and I was a doppelganger, but he's huge.
Well, I was bigger as well, so that may have thrown off your perspective as well. Whereas I'm smaller now and he's seemingly still fucking
he's
huge.
Glorious.
Are you just yelling this around Jeff to each other?
Yeah.
Or have you run to the same corner?
I think we're all in the same corner.
You're all huddled in the same corner.
<It's always. laughs>
Did any
Max press the
Keth, where are you? I'm here. How was your sleep?
I want to grab Keth.
Oh, actually, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
can you roll a charisma saving throw, please?
Because when he speaks, can Maurice and I understand him or not at all?
No.
It's just Jeff Silver.
Charisma saving throw, cool. Yeah?
Yes, please.
20, not natural.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would like to grab hold of Keth.
Okay, roll to hit.
Oh.
At this point, it's like a child playing with a doll's house.
Does a 17 hit Keth? Yes. It beats my arm.
Yeah, you grab him.
I just want to grab him and pick him up and have him close to my face and say,
okay. Jeff, what are you doing?
Knock down a bit more of the building when you do that.
Okay. Listen, Keth. This has got to stop. This entire mission, you've been acting like the big I am. Imprisoning me and Maurus. Where's Maurus?
He's over there.
Wait,
look,
what?
Down.
What? Why are you? Where's Derek? Derek? Where are
Derek's
you?
Down. Derek's down there next to him, look.
You're all back as normal.
Hello.
Let me guess, so you can keep using me again. This entire mission you've been using me to steal, imprisoning your friends, and then loving being the Mr. Important while we suffer inside balls and battles. You never take me seriously.
Hey.
Well, now everyone has to. And I just want some mutual respect, but I just get used and I'm sick of it.
And I want to just toss him to the side.
I guess
roll damage.
How far are you throwing
him? It's not aggressive. I just want to just like just casually toss him down.
It's not an aggressive throw from a godlike creature.
Okay, but from what height are you tossing?
What height? Your hand?
I don't like to be tossed at height.
Depends on what the weather's like. Yeah.
Well, you said
makes me nervous.
22 feet tall, so like the arm height, so like 15 feet, I guess. Just but a casual like toss. Just
okay.
To the corner.
Let's say I'm going to roll some dice for you, Kev.
Oh, okay.
1, 4, 7. 12. You get 12 bludgeoning damages as you are tossed to the ground from a great height.
Oh, that was the most violent toss I've ever had.
What's going on? Right, I didn't force you into that machine. God!
You forced me into my ball.
And you stole whatever you liked.
You could have easily invited me to come along on foot. But no, whenever anything got inconvenient for you, you just threw us in a ball, and then when it suited you again, you just threw us back out, and I'm sick
Jeff,
of it.
You were on my shoulder pretty much the whole time.
Exactly. You used me. You made me steal stuff. You put the others in the ball when they were inconvenient. We're just puppets to you in this mission, and I'm fed up. Now I've got the power, and we're going to do things my way. So, where is this guy? The one stealing everyone's hard-earned
I'm
going
to turn to Morris and go... It feels like he's making quite an impassioned and sort of well-grounded point, but for fuck's sake, all I'm hearing is Jeff Silverback.
I'm just going to point in the direction of
feel like I'm missing out on a lot.
Because he's probably doing something that we're completely distracted from.
Yes, exactly.
It's funny that you say that you're completely distracted from Giovanni, because roll perception, please.
Can I also? Because I've been thinking.
Yeah.
I'll do that as well then, I suppose.
17.
19.
I'm far too focused on my rant at Keth. I got a 3.
3.
I got a 21.
Okay, the other three of you all notice that the place where Giorgvani had run to, there is now a conspicuous absence of Giorgvani and a definite addition of door that was previously and tapestry.
That's a baller move.
Jeff, we're gonna have to sort this later. We need to catch that guy. He's Giorgvani.
He's that
that boss man person of Team Shuttle.
Yeah.
Is he stealing all the icons?
Exactly.
Where is he?
I got you out so I could get you to scare him to death and tell us what's going on.
But... Maris, there's definitely only one of you now as well.
Yes, yeah.
As they're having this argument, I'm just going to race towards the open door.
I'm going to follow Derek.
Jeff, can you put this aside and we'll get him and we'll talk about it later.
You're already aside. Where is he?
Well, let's go. Well, those two are fine. Could you pick me up?
Can I put Keth on my shoulder?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Sit there.
Love that.
Stay quiet. I'm on a mission.
Okay. So we have a situation here where two very, very small people are running through doorways and corridors in a building, and one titanic creature carrying a half orc on its shoulder can quite literally go as the crow flies directly through said building.
Because Keth spawned me by the window, I imagine I'm sort of like half in, half out the building.
I would say that your butt is out.
Okay. Well, I would like to
butt and tail.
I'd like to back out of the window.
I feel like there's an ass joke in there somewhere.
Do you make that noise that lorries make when they're reversing?
Beep. It's more of a
This Icosamon is reversing. This
Jeff Silverbow reversing. Jeff Silverbow reversing.
Stand clear of the Icosamon.
Yeah, so I would like to back out of the building.
Okay,
and then just sort of like move round to the front door, I guess. Just walk around the building until I see something that looks like
a... That's very conscientious of you to walk around, because if you'd just gone forward, you would have got to the front
door.
Well,
I feel like I'm going to take the shortcut, because he's got to weave through the house, so I can just go round to the front.
Okay, I don't think I've explained where the door was, because the door was at the far end of the room.
Yeah, he's probably going back into the house, but I want to go like to the front door, so I can like cut him off at the pass.
We don't know where
he's gone in the opposite direction to the front door.
Okay, that's fine. Either way, I feel like if I'm at the front door as like a giant titan monstrosity thing waiting for him and anyone else is flushing him out, then eventually I'm going to be able to see if like he tries to escape, whether he's flying or however. I'm going to be there waiting for him, essentially.
Cool. So you conscientiously step around this building.
Avoiding the flower beds and...
avoiding the petunias.
Just about.
And the chrysanthemums.
Nah, fuck the chrysanthemums. Nah, fuck them. Yeah.
But you did step in the rhododendron, so...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, as long as I kill one of the types of flowers.
Yeah. If you're not prepared for that sort of thing to happen to rhododendrons, then...
Yeah. Don't become a gargantuan monstrosity.
Yeah. Don't let them in your garden. And no, so...
Coming over here, crushing our rhododendrons.
Weirdest bigotry ever.
I just don't like them. I just don't
absolutely
like gigantic.
Everyone is fine, but not those titans. Oh.
So yeah, I'm just going to be stood at the front door with Keth on my shoulder waiting for them.
Okay.
Him.
Cool. You do that with only minor damage to the lawn. Derek and Malrus then.
I'm going to continue running ahead. My better judgment says I should do some TCs, but if he's racing away from fleeing the scene, then he will have
a huge amount of opportunities to set traps.
Well, I mean, if they were already there,
he's just
giving him ideas.
But I imagine that he will have just been racing through himself. So I'm just going to continue chasing.
I mean, you would if a giant fairy wings terrasque appeared in your living room.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
I'd probably.
Yelling Jeff Silverbow repeatedly.
Yelling anything, to be fair.
Wouldn't matter
what they were yelling. Just,
I'd be honest, if it wasn't
Merry Christmas.
I love you all. Bye, guys.
Just, that's it. Let you know where I'm at. I'm out. Right. So you're running through these corridors.
Yep.
You know this in really posh Regency houses where you open a set of double doors into a big room, and on the immediate opposite side of the room is another set of really full height double doors, and then through that room there's another room with full height double doors, and there's just a series of rooms, and you can see all the way down the property. So you can see a good sort of four or five rooms ahead of you. Georg Varney is legging it with three or four of his security team with him,
goons,
having flung these doors open as they go.
I would like to
We call them anonymous henchmen
from the Academy of Henchmen.
I'll say to Maurus, you got any You got any teleportation spells on the go? Anything like that?
Are you saying this whilst running, or have you stopped?
That was, you got any teleportation spells that you could whip out, or anything that could get us ahead?
I don't, unfortunately.
Okay, but fuck it then. I'm just
so
going to use...
when he's running. He's just got excellent stamina.
I'm just going to keep... I assume...
Halfling stamina. The marathon
does 10Ks for fun.
Yeah.
I assume they're dashing, right?
They're also putting it out.
I don't know how handsome they are.
Booking
also dashing.
Is the phrase.
What's their movement speed?
They have a speed of 30, ooh, but they are dashing.
Actually, I do.
Come on, keep up, Malrus. I'm dashing as fast as I can.
Sorry, I've got a spell for that.
Yay!
Finally,
I've been for ages.
What do you need?
Dimension door.
Dimension door. How does that work?
So I don't really know. I've never used it before. It's brand new.
Well, now's as good a time as any to try, Malrus. They're getting away.
So you teleport yourself from your current location to any other spot within range, which is within 500 feet.
Yes.
You arrive exactly at the spot desired. It can be a place you can see, one that you can visualize, or one that you can describe by stating the distance direction, such as 200 feet straight downward or upward or whatever. You can bring along objects as long as their weight doesn't exceed what you can carry. You can also bring one willing creature of your size or smaller. Oh, wow.
That's the kicker.
That's the one.
That's the one you want to read.
Yeah.
Is Malrus reading this from a book whilst running a hotel?
Just fucking sprinting.
I've got something in here somewhere. Oh, I've lost my place.
Oh, for Loki's sake.
A bookmark falls out and you're like, oh
that'll do, Malrus. That'll do.
That was our favourite bookmark.
Rue, when we dropped it.
A World Book Day token just flies.
It's
out
also instantaneous.
Yes, boy.
You come in with then, Derek.
I don't think you've got time to ask that. Just let's fucking go.
Puff.
Ooh. Okay. When you say that, your magical conduit here is through your yo-yo. Hmm. So describe the action here. Do you have to say something as well?
As I'm running, I will be spinning it around sort of in front of me like a Doctor Strange portal.
Yes.
Nice.
Bit of ring slinging.
Sounds like a sex thing.
And then I'll just dive through it with Derek.
Like yo-yo.
Okay. So where are you appearing?
Right in front of them when they're running towards us.
So you're going to be running at full pelt
in front of
yes.
them?
Yes.
Okay.
Some distance, yeah, not like directly at them. So there's a...
I was going to say, like, you're just going to collide at this point.
There's a space.
Because I'll be honest with you, you're a halfling and a dwarf against approximately 4 full-size orcs.
I ain't just any dwarf, though. I'm Derek Normalbeard.
Okay. Sure. So, yeah, you appear, what, like 10 feet, 20 feet in front of them?
Yeah, enough for us to slow down and stop and for them to go,
Is that really what's
going
to
happen? I mean, okay. I guess so. So, I mean, you get in front of them and they are running. So let's do a micro combat here because roll initiative, the pair of you.
Cool.
A baby combat.
Yeah, let's do a little combat.
Ah, oh, grease grenade would have been handy here. Oh, we'll trip them all up.
I've got another way of tripping somebody up.
So have I. They just haven't got to me yet.
3 plus 4, 18 plus 3 plus 4 is 20.
Yeah. Tripped up forever.
Yeah.
25 initiative.
You tripped up, son.
It's good to be Derek again.
19.
Oh, good rolls.
Nice.
Chaps.
Very good rolls.
Very
such good rolls, in fact, that they're going first.
Cool.
Excellent.
They're running towards you, and Derek, you're first.
So I would like to pull out... I'd like to pull out my... I'm going to shoot... I want to shoot Giovanni in the knee. I want a kneecap him.
Okay. Roll to hit. And if you are genuinely calling that shot, it's going to be a disadvantage.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Still not too bad. 16 total.
16 doesn't hit.
That suit of armor he's running in. Clang, clang, clang.
Because he was running at full pelt towards you, you slightly misjudged the shot.
Oh, fuck.
Nice. Another, that's another hole in my suit.
Do you have another...
yeah, you did rip the fabric on its way past, though.
Your bonus action with your second one.
He's going to be very...
He's got, like, torn knees on his shiny suit now.
In which case...
could he have, like... I don't know. Could it, with the speed and the velocity of the round, like ripped off the entire lower leg?
No, though.
What I could just the trouser.
Yeah, okay, that's
so
fine.
So he's like
the
one at one down.
One leg is a short now.
Has he got a sock brace on?
Yes.
That's what he wanted to know.
I would like to use my bonus action to scatter a number of loose toy building bricks on the floor.
Okay, do it.
To create rough terrain. And it counts as difficult terrain, so it halves their speed. And it's okay. if they pass over them, and I'm going to just chuck them directly in their line of running. It's 1d4 plus 1 damage to anybody walking over them.
Okay,
so it'll slow them down just enough.
You can use that sound effect later.
Thank you. Yeah, cool.
Sick.
Maurus,
can you do me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Yes. God.
Now, is this targeted or is this an error of effect?
He'll tell you after you've finished.
It's rolling. It's just an area of effect, I think.
Okay,
which is the area that's not in me, and it's the forward part. But me and Derek are all right.
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't really matter if I'm in there because I can do my. I've got an ability that allows me to do that.
Okay, we'll see what happens because
I've got a thing called evasion.
Mm. Okay. Yes, I've rolled them for all of them.
What is it?
I got a natural 20, a 3, a 15, a 1, and a 17.
Okay, so it was a 13 dex save.
So two of them fail, and one of them fails spectacularly.
Okay, is that person Georg Varney? No? Would that be too much to ask for?
Yeah. No, because the first one I rolled was Georg Varney.
The nat 20 was Georg Varney.
It was actually the nat 20. Yeah.
Do I need to roll damage for each of them now? Or
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
Sacred Flame.
Right.
Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame is not an area of effect spell.
Isn't it?
No. It's a targeted spell. You target a creature.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read that bit.
Is that bookmark that you lost?
I was thinking radiant.
I just rolled 5 dice for no reason.
Should we wind that back? Let's wind that back.
No, I rolled a natural 20.
No,
you're sucking it.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. The first roll was a natural 20.
Yeah.
I will sacred flame myself.
Yes, for not reading your own spell, you get to fail.
For incompetence.
In fact, he was so inspired by dodging this flame, he jumped over the toy building blocks.
Oh! You fucker. I see you've been around children before.
Oof. Oh,
I did not say that.
I
did think.
Wasn't my voice.
I'm not in the zone of truth anymore.
No one is. It's just that there's some spiders out there now that are in,
having
that
a really,
really
honest conversation with each other.
They're having a real like heart to heart.
I fucking love you, man. You're my best friend.
I don't care how many legs you have.
And it's Georg Varney's turn, and he sprints towards you and past you. So one of you gets to roll an attack of opportunity, and I'm not going to allow you just to nominate yourself.
Roll a d2.
Can we pick?
No, I'm going to say who's going to be odds and who's going to be evens.
Odds.
I'll take odds.
Oh, there we go. Well, you can't both
just, just took off, so you have to be.
You've got to be quicker than
I
that,
didn't
Maurice.
Hear him.
Well, that's you. That's a you problem.
Because his ears are on fire. I'm sacred flaming himself.
That'll be a 4, so evens it is. Maurice, you get an attack of opportunity.
Go on, Maurice.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
You watch him own this now.
Yeah, go on, Nat 20. Slice his fucking leg off.
I'm just going to try and burn him again.
Okay.
Right, so that's an area of opportunity attack, yeah?
So it's a dexterity saving throw again, yes? Right.
Come on, second.
Can't keep rolling that 20s.
That'll be a 13.
Oh.
Yes! That hits, doesn't it?
I would have thought so.
Well, what is it?
It's a 13.
Right, yeah, you hit.
Yay!
Told you he'd own it.
Yes.
I would have thought so.
I've got a spell for this, I think.
I've got a spell for this. Okay. Just do some research. Right?
So, Maurus, before you do this, let me tell you, this is going to be the last play of the episode. So, describe this well and make it good.
Okay. So, I guess...
Jorgvani is sprinting in your direction, having just dodged your previous attack, leapt over and dodged it in such a way that he sort of somersaulted over the toy building blocks, which have subsequently clearly slowed down his compatriots.
Nice.
And as he dives straight past you, you get this moment, this fine opportunity to attack again.
And you kick him in the balls.
I'm going to swing my yo-yo around as it sparks. It's going to chuck out a load of sacred flame in this direction.
Giovanni is Team Shuttle's boss, but tonight he tries real hard. Maurus jumps upon a table, and a fight breaks out with the guards. Shooting spells off left and right, Maurus becomes three. Keth does his best to translate all, whilst threatening Jorgvani. Operation Trojan Taras doesn't quite go as planned. Even as the room collapsed, things got more out of hand. Taras, Jeff and Keth go round the front door. Maurus and Derek head off Jorgvani by using a teleport. What damage can Maurus do with his new yo-yo flare? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Just speak into the mic, do I? Okay, right, you bunch of bastards, listen up. This is Derek Normalbeard from Roll Britannia, and I'm here to say that the folks who make this show need your help. Like with our adventures, the guys who make this show want to make it the best it can possibly be, so they've decided to be quite brave, in my opinion, and launch a very own Roll Britannia Patreon page. Am I saying that right? Don't you worry your pretty little heads about it, though. I might be the biggest bastard in the Shattered Lands, but the guys who make this show certainly aren't going to be stealing your hard-earned booty to line their own coffers. I'm not even allowed to look at the accounts. All of the money they raise, they want to plough right back into the show so it can be the best that it can be. Seems like a waste to me. Why not just bury it on a beach somewhere? So what's in it for me? I hear you scream. Well, shut your face. There's a whole treasure chest's worth to be had. Just be patient. There's exclusive Buccaneer prologues so that you can learn some of the secrets, not all of them though, of your favourite hero, me, and where our adventures all began. Maybe the other boys will do a couple as well. You'll be able to read the finest tabloid on the high seas, the Daily Teledath, which I absolutely adore. It's my favourite toilet paper. And you can get your grubby bits on ARC-exclusive merchandise that you won't find in our store. To be fair, though, if you go down the market, you could probably find some pretty good knockoffs. And the best part? Your very own, handcrafted, beautifully made, totally unique, and totally organic piece of crap art drawn just for you by your favourite Buccaneer. I'd imagine it's got pretty good resale value as well, in case you wanted to flog it on to some other poor unfortunate idiot. Just look for Roll Britannia on patreon.com, or even easier, follow the links on their social media pages and let them do all the hard work for once. They've got a bunch of different tiers, so depending on how much loot you've squirreled away, you can contribute whatever you're willing to spend. The normal beard is the most expensive, and at the top, as it should be. I used to know a bloke who got in deep with the Patreon loan sharks and it ruined his life forever. So only contribute what you can afford. I'm sure the guys at the show will appreciate everything that they get. And if Patreon's not for you, you'll be happy to know that the nautical antics of the Roll Britannia Buccaneers will be available every Wednesday, as usual, absolutely free. Free? What? Nobody told me about this. So that's our Patreon. Join or die. No, wait, what was it? Join or continue listening for free. That's not nearly as catchy, but it's probably more accurate.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears! Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons & Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab. I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this, I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like,
yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.